This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles here with Bill Glaskell, managing editor at Bloomberg News. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Greg. How are you doing today?
Bill, as you know, President Obama finally will give his 2014 budget to Congress, and the plan will have some pretty dramatic proposals when it comes to Social Security and other items, at least if you're a Democrat. I mean, tell us about it.
Well, let's focus on one of the biggest items, which is in the other item category, which is what will affect us all, which is how individual retirement accounts will be treated. The president would like to cap individual retirement accounts, IRAs, at $3 million. That sounds like a lot of money, and it sounds like Obama's going for the fat cats, but there are many teachers, working people who have spent 30, 40, 50 years working and have $3 million accounts. So this is likely to become an enormous issue of contention right away.
And also pretty dramatic for a Democratic president. Now, we're also going to get some major U.S. economic reports next week on retail sales, auto sales. Now, will these estimates stay optimistic given the latest bad news on jobs, on Friday?
Well, the bad news wasn't totally bad. The unemployment rate, after all, is down to a four-year low. These numbers get revised quite a bit, so it could be a blip. You had the previous month very strong auto sales numbers, and that probably augurs well for the retail sales numbers coming out on Friday. And in addition, economists Bloomberg surveyed see producer price gains slowing in March, reflecting cheaper energy. Cheaper energy, of course, puts more money back in your and my pockets, so that's good for spending too. And by the way, about that Obama budget, I neglected to mention one of the other things he's going after is higher cigarette taxes. Cigarettes have been a target for all the states, many localities. In New York, you can pay upwards of $14 a pack now for cigarettes by the time all the taxes are loaded on.
Okay, so I quit smoking a long time ago, so thank God I don't have to worry about
that.
And by the way, regarding the economy, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke on Monday, he's sure to give us his latest view of the economy and the markets when he gives his keynote speech at a conference in Georgia. Producer inflation may be slowing in the U.S., according to forecasts, but inflation may be accelerating in Brazil and Mexico, Latin America's two biggest economies. I mean, what will the data tell us in those areas next week?
Well, let's take a little broader look, because we want to throw in China as well. China consumer price gains look like they've slowed down, maybe to 2.5% in March, from 3.2% in February, which was a 10-month high. So that's kind of good. Producer prices in China also probably fell for a second month. That means probably no tighter money in China. However, Brazil and Mexico, very important trading partners for us and for the Chinese too. Different stories. Brazilian inflation likely rose last month, and the same goes for Mexico. In both countries, the inflation numbers are beginning to push up against the bands, the top of the bands that the central banks kind of use to guide their monetary policy. So this may signal rising interest rates in coming months in both economies if the gains are sustained.
Okay, now these are economic developments, but not crises in the classic sense of the word. And top U.S. officials are going to travel abroad in the coming week to focus on three major crises: Syria, North Korea, and Europe's ongoing economic crisis. Bill, that's a lot to deal with.
Well, sure. That's why that's why you go for the Secretary of State's job or the Treasury's job. You don't go for it to have easy work.
And that's why you split the crises between those two secretaries.
Right. And John Kerry and Jack Lew, the Secretary of State and the Treasury Secretary, will be making separate trips next week. Kerry is first off to the G8, the Group of Eight Industrial Countries. The foreign ministers are meeting in London on Wednesday to talk about Syria and North Korea and all of the North Korea saber rattling, and then some. And then Kerry heads for Seoul, Tokyo, and Beijing. Beijing is Pyongyang's closest ally. Seoul and Tokyo are obviously worried about what may happen from North Korean nukes. He's got to try and defuse things a little bit. Meanwhile, Liu is going to be headed for talks in Europe. How do you get the global economy moving while Europeans are mired in recession and banking crises, with Cyprus being the latest?
And also in the coming week, there are going to be another round of Iran nuclear talks with the U.S., Russia, China, and other nations trying to curb Iran's nuclear aspirations, not exactly a crisis yet, but certainly an emerging crisis potentially now. We'll also see the kickoff in the coming week of first quarter earnings, that season ending, you know, March 31st on the financial calendar. Bill, will the numbers reflect an expanding global economy or, you know, or lots of economic cross currents?
Well, that's I think they'll probably reflect an expanding global economy. But like in any set of industries, you've got cross currents. This week, this coming week, we have Alcoa kicking it off. They're the ones who always seem to kick off earnings. And then at the end of the week, we have J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. Now, J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo, of course, are under pressure from regulators to bolster capital. They're under pressure from regulators to trade less. So there's a lot of nuances that you're going to be looking for in those numbers. As far as Alcoa goes, Bloomberg estimates that it'll earn just shy of 50 cents a share. Now, the stock has lost 6% in 2013 and trailed the S&P 500 by almost 15 percentage points this year. So there's a lot of room for surprise on the upside, but Alcoa has been on the weak side.
And in the world of sports, Bill, an unusually busy and big week ahead with the NCAA College Men's Basketball Championship, and also the Masters Golf Tournament with Tiger Woods ranked number one again worldwide after several years. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, this is that funny time of the year in the United States where you have golf, baseball, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, you know, you name it, somebody's playing it in an arena near you. So people really get torn, and if you're a sports nut, this is just hog heaven.
It's like a sugar high, really.
Well, indeed. And the championship game for the NCAA men's basketball is 9 p.m. on Monday, April 8th. That's really the big event. The women's finals come the next night. And then you're right, toward the end of the week, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland, they'll be joining the field for the first round of the Masters. What's interesting this year is, you know, Bubba Watson won last year, but the kind of interesting thing is in the background. The club was once male only, and it's allowed Condoleezza Rice and Darla Moore from Rainwater to wear the green jacket and be full members. So things are changing even there. Tee times for the Masters are announced April 9th, by the way.
And I think you mean TEE time, right? Not TEA time. Right?
That would be correct.
Bill, thanks again for joining us today.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
We gotta go. You can find the full print version of our week ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal on our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts, they're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.